When someone you love is going through radiation therapy, you may feel a little helpless. You can't step into the vault for them. You can't take the side effects away. But you can play a huge role in making their journey easier. Today, I'll share practical ways you can care for and support a loved one going through treatment without burning yourself out in the process. Welcome to The Healing Being, a podcast from Under the Beam. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist, and I've seen firsthand how vital caregivers are in the treatment process. This episode is for you, the spouses, kids, friends, and family who walk alongside the patient every day. Radiation therapy isn't just a patient journey. It's a family journey, a community journey. Caregivers are often the unsung heroes. And the reality is, your support can make a world of difference. Your role is essentially that of a home health coordinator and emotional anchor. But here's the catch. Helping someone through treatment isn't always intuitive. Sometimes the best help is just quiet presence. And sometimes it's making a precise phone call. That's why I've put together some key tips and strategies to help you support your loved one in a way that's both helpful and sustainable. So let's talk about emotional support and presence first. The most powerful thing you can offer is your presence and compassion. This is often harder than it sounds because it requires you to set aside your own desire to fix things. The best thing you can do is listen more than you talk. Sometimes patients don't want solutions. They just want to be heard. They need a safe space to vent frustration about the fatigue, the daily grind, or just the fear itself. Your role is not to offer advice or silver linings. It is to validate their feelings. Instead of saying, "At least the treatment is working," try saying, "That sounds incredibly frustrating. I hear you." Validation is the fuel that allows them to process their emotions and move forward. The next way you can help is managing the emotional roller coaster. Patients often feel immense pressure to be positive or to fight the good fight. This can lead to emotional exhaustion. As a caregiver, allow them the space to have bad days. Understand that their mood may fluctuate wildly due to fatigue, hormonal changes, or simply the psychological weight of the diagnosis. Don't take their low moods personally. It is a reflection of their current physical and mental capacity, not their love or lack thereof for you. Then address the contagion anxiety. One specific area where you can provide massive emotional relief is by proactively debunking the myth of radioactivity. This is something we covered in an earlier episode if you want to go back and listen. Patients often worry about infecting or harming their loved ones. Reassure them constantly that you are not in danger. Hug them immediately after they return from treatment. If you have children, encourage the patients to hug their kids. This constant physical reassurance is a tangible way to counteract their internal fear, and it provides immense peace of mind. Try being present at appointments. If possible, attend key appointments, especially the consultation, the simulation, and the weekly check-ins with the nurse. A patient often feels overwhelmed and may miss up to 80% of what is being said. You, the caregiver, are the second set of ears and the designated note taker. This allows the patient to focus on their well-being, knowing you have the facts recorded. Little gestures like these go a long way. A ride to treatment, making a preferred meal, or even just sitting together quietly without the pressure to entertain or to converse. Okay, now let's move on to practical day-to-day care. As the caregiver, you are the logistical anchor. The radiation journey is a marathon, and the most reliable help is the logistical help that removes friction from their daily life. One example of this is transportation and schedules. Radiation is almost always a daily commitment, Monday through Friday, for several weeks. This means transportation is one of the biggest logistical needs. If you can take them, great. If you can't, coordinate a ride-sharing schedule with other family and friends. Beyond rides, help them stick to the treatment schedule. Consistency matters greatly in radiation therapy, so making the appointments a priority is a huge practical service. Another way you can be this anchor type is to be a fatigue management member. Fatigue is the single most common side effect. It's not just normal tiredness. It's an overwhelming exhaustion that can hit suddenly. As a caregiver, you need to become the fatigue management team. You can do this by encouraging naps. Don't let them feel guilty about napping in the middle of the day. Another way is to limit activity. Be that voice that says no to social invitations or demanding tasks. And also, provide a watch for hydration. Remind them constantly to drink water. Hydration is key to fighting fatigue and managing several of the expected side effects. Simply putting a water bottle by their chair and refilling it can go a long way to help them maintain that goal. Then you can help provide targeted side effect care. Your support should be targeted based on the area being treated. If the patient is undergoing superficial treatment, take charge by applying the prescribed creams or lotions to the area. You can ensure they are using only recommended products and help them avoid harsh soaps or sun exposure. Another one is nutrition. Patients often lose appetite or experience nausea due to radiation. You should focus on small, frequent, high-calorie snacks rather than large meals. Simple foods like toast, clear broths, protein shakes, and soft fruits are often better tolerated. If their treatment is in the head and neck area, take responsibility by preparing soft, easy-to-swallow foods. Then there's the medical coordination. Help track medications and potential side effects in a simple notebook. If they mention a symptom multiple times, your job is to call the oncology nurse and ask if that symptom requires intervention. In this way, you can be their proactive monitor. Okay, let's pivot and talk about caring for yourself. How can this be sustainable for you as the caregiver? The old saying goes, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Caregiver burnout is absolutely real, and ignoring your own needs is not an act of heroism. It's actually a threat to the patient's long-term support. So you must prioritize yourself too. How can you do this? Well, first, schedule yourself guilt-free breaks. Treat your breaks like the patient's treatment appointments. They are non-negotiable. Schedule time for rest, exercise, or a hobby. Go out with a friend, read a book, or just sit in a different room alone. This isn't selfish. It's essential. You need to recharge yourself in order to show up fully for your loved one. When you start to feel the guilt creep in, remind yourself, taking care of myself is one of the best ways to keep showing up for my loved one. My rest is part of their recovery plan. Next, say yes to help yourself. When people ask, "What can I do to help?" don't just say we're fine. Say yes to the help for the caregiver. Ask them to run your errands, watch your kids for an afternoon, or simply bring you a coffee. This helps spread the support network and prevents you from becoming the sole physical and emotional hub of the recovery. Delegation is a sign of strength and sustainability. Then get your own emotional support. You are dealing with enormous stress, and you need an outlet that doesn't burden the patient. So seek out your own support too. This could be a support group for cancer caregivers, perhaps a therapist, or simply a trusted, objective friend. You need a space where you can be honest about your own fears and frustrations without censoring yourself for the patient's sake. Don't try to be the hero alone. Okay, let's wrap up this episode. To recap, caring for someone through radiation therapy is about showing up with patience, compassion, and consistency. You may not feel like you're doing much, but the person receiving treatment is being helped incredibly by your logistical coordination, your emotional validation, and your steady presence. Thank you for the essential work you do every single day. If you know someone who's supporting a patient, please share this episode with them. It might be the specific practical encouragement they need to keep going. And if you need more resources on targeted side effect management, head over to underthebeam.com for more information. If you're looking for patient-specific personalized coaching, be sure to check out our Phys Assist program. That's our one-on-one service designed to walk patients and caregivers through this journey together. Thanks for listening to The Healing Beam. Until next time, remember, your commitment to rest and to provide care for your loved ones is a commitment to a successful treatment and recovery under the beam.